extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Just about fell off my seat there, Lucinda. The carpet tiles have come unstuck in the studio. And I was like,
it's all happening this morning.
Now, Lucinda, we are talking meal prep. I myself have just, I'm kind of at that point where I'm, my week has gone a bit busier because I've got this another job.
Yeah.
So I am trying to make the most of my evenings, and maybe on the weekend I was thinking to myself, I could do a bit of meal prep and be prepared for the week.
I feel like this is a really common, like when you've got a new job or you've got something more demanding comes up, you're like, how can I streamline my cooking processes?
Yes.
And I've been there. I'm still there. I have a real tendency to like over purchase lots of vegetables and then I'm like, I don't have time to cook all these. What am I going to do?
Yes, yes.
So I feel like the Sunday meal prep is genius. I feel like if you have the time, the wherewithal on a Sunday, it's gonna set you up for such a lovely week. But you kind of want to, like, you want to do it pretty strategically, right? You don't want to spend your whole Sunday in the kitchen. So I've been thinking about this quite a bit and about what I kind of do, and one of the things I would do is make something. We'll get into the specifics of the something, but make something that you're going to be able to have in sort of a few different ways throughout the week so that you don't get to like your third dinner of the same kind of thing and think, I'm really sick of this. I'm going to get pizza. So I'm thinking something like the one that always comes to mind for me is some sort of like ragu. So it's like maybe you're doing like a big, like beefy pasta sauce that you could have with pasta, but you could also have like with rice or bread, or you could like put mashed potatoes on top, blah, blah, blah. You can do anything with it. Or like a veggie one. And there's a really good, I actually just last week had a really busy week and I was like, hell yeah, in the freezer, I have this giant bag of this like oddlingy, which makes it sound fancy, but it was the easiest thing ever, like mushroom ragu, which also has like pearl couscous in it. So it's kind of like you could eat it all by itself, but it's really yummy with like pasta or with a salad or blah, blah, blah.
So you're suggesting you get a good base.
Yeah.
And then you kind of build the other meals around it with like the salad or.
Exactly. And it could be like you've got, I guess I'm kind of advocating for like, instead of, I'm going to have this on this night, this on this night, this on this night, and having like a whole bunch of different things, or having the exact same thing every night. It's like, can I prep, let's say, if we want to keep it like manageable, can I prep three things that are going to really support me this week?
Yes. This actually makes total sense to me.
And then you can mix and match them a little bit, and you can add in things that are a bit like, you're still cooking, but it's low effort. Like you're cooking an egg to put on top rather than cooking like a whole meal. You're just kind of adding an element. So I guess you've got like, let's say you've got your ragu, maybe the next thing you want is you want some sort of like carbohydrate that you could have with your ragu, or you could have for breakfast with an egg.
Yes.
I'm always a big fan of cooking a whole bunch, just roasting a whole bunch of roast veg. Anytime I turn the oven on for something else, I always have a look in my fridge and I'm like, do I have any vegetables that are
ready to, just getting that broccoli is looking a bit old, that'll go well in the oven.
Exactly. Chuck it in the oven, and then once that's in the fridge, you're more likely to eat it, right? It's already cooked, you can eat it as it is with an egg on top, which is always my solution. Or you can add it to something. Like I do frittata way too often.
Yes.
Because you can kind of add anything to it.
Yep.
And then you've got like a full meal and it's really good for taking to work.
It's good with all those roast veggies in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I reckon really hot ingredient to buy for this kind of way of living as well is feta, because I hate to just eat plain roast vegetables. But as soon as I put them with feta, I'm like,
they're delicious.
Delicious. Yeah. I want this. It's creamy. It's tangy.
Such a treat adding feta into anything. Just on the storage, a storage of... do you have any sort of particular containers that you recommend?
God, I love this question because I am obsessed with looking at Tupperware online. And then I always end up being like, I am not going to buy more Tupperware because I have a, you know, like a burgeoning cupboard.
A cupboard full. None of it has lids.
None of it has lids.
Or there's one that has a lid that you just use for everything.
And there's like a couple that are just like stained with like red oil that won't come out, you know.
Yes.
But in saying that, I did buy maybe like a year ago, I invested in a couple of glass, like Pyrex kind of Tupperwares with a lid. And I mean, you know, supposedly they're healthier for you. Like, I don't feel like I can't chuck those straight in the microwave or straight in the oven. I mean, obviously you can't with plastic, but also I don't feel like I'm leaching plastics into my food.
Mm-hmm.
If I was really smart, I would have like measured the inside of my fridge so that things would actually
stack.
And I have a constant game of fridge Tetris because I do love to make a big ragu and chuck it in the fridge and then have all these Tupperwares of random roasted vegetables.
Is there anything outside of ragu, is there anything else which would be like second cab off the rank as far as like meal prepping?
Definitely.
As a pace?
So kind of opposite in a way, but I love, and I've talked about it heaps on this show because I'm like obsessed, I love to make a big salad. But it's winter.
Storing salad.
We're not out here doing like a mesclun rocket.
Mm.
We're doing cabbage. We're doing kale. We're doing maybe like Brussels sprouts. Something hearty. You're thinking more like coleslaw, but not necessarily creamy coleslaw.
You can't dress it though if you're going to store it, right?
You kind of can.
You can.
So if you're going to do something, if you're going to do like, let's say I'll do like cabbage, I'll do kale and maybe like, I like to put an apple in there, a little bit of sweetness, and maybe like some radish or some carrot, whatever else is going. You want to cut them really beautifully because you want to be able to, you want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're dressing it with something really simple, like a bit of, like literally you could do like a vinegar, salt, pepper, a little bit of olive oil kind of dressing. Go quite heavy on the vinegar. Mm-hmm. And once you mix it and put it in the fridge, it's just going to kind of almost like pickle a little bit. And so it's going to get yummier for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But I will frequently make a salad like that and eat it, honestly, like Monday to really like Saturday.
What day does it peak?
It's probably going to peak like Tuesday. It's going to be nicest on the second day, I reckon.
The second day.
But it's going to stay nice until at least Thursday, and then it's going to peter off a little bit but be totally edible.
Yeah. You're just kind of like, oh, we'll just eat this because it's a waste of food otherwise.
Exactly. You're like, oh, I should eat all these veggies.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else? Is there anything else that sprung to mind when you were thinking about meal prep or meal prep tips?
I could honestly talk about this forever. It's like what I go to bed at night dreaming of. I'm like, what could I prep? But I'm really in the vibe. I love making meatballs and falafel at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, I mean, they're just like yummy, you know, like something that's, you can literally hold in your hand. And then you've always got like a little protein snack in the fridge, which is quite nice.
Yes.
But you can also make a whole bunch of them and freeze some of them. And then you can bake them from frozen, which is quite nice.
I was just about to ask, what's the best way to reheat them?
It's yummiest, obviously, to fry a meatball, but it is way quicker to bake a whole bunch on a tray.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and it's also healthier, really, isn't it? So I will often do them on a tray. Same with falafels, because then I'm not standing over a hot pan for, you know, 40 minutes. I'm just chucking
What do you like to serve them with?
I mean, it depends, doesn't it? Pasta is the most delicious thing. I'm a pasta girl. Like, I love a pasta. And you can do... honestly, if you have your own homemade meatballs and you use like a bottled pasta sauce, that's going to be delicious. Or if you do a really simple pasta sauce where you literally cook an onion and then add a can of tomatoes and then you pop the meatballs in there and let them cook in it for a sec so they'll kind of plump up.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can also have that with whatever carb you want, you know, it doesn't have to be pasta.
Yes.
I mean,
like
I don't
a pita
know.
Bread or something.
Yeah, especially and if you're doing the falafel thing. Go buy some pita breads. or, I don't know, I feel like dairies often have, like, wraps and flatbreads
I'm a big
days.
Wrap person, especially if I'm making my lunch and bring it into BFM.
Yeah.
Last night's dinner in a wrap.
Exactly. And then it's like, and then you're not just having, like, the exact same meal that you just had. Mm. You're having it different because
it's
in
a
wrap.
Now.
And I put some feta on it.
Yes. What do we had here? It was someone saying they slow cook a whole fresh organic chicken, pull
gorgeous.
The meat off the bone and add it back to the stock, then divide into four portions and freeze. Use it with rice or lentils or whatever vegetables I feel like.
That's also, oh my God, and you've also said the magic word lentils, which is like make a dal.
Yes.
Honestly, a dal is just so delicious. You can add any veg into it, which is like... very much like not the traditional way to deal with dal, but adding in things like carrots and pumpkins and, I don't know, you can do like weirder root vegetables. Like I love a swede or a parsnip in there.
Parsnip. Oh my God, that's my nemesis, roast parsnip.
Oh my God. But you can
mind it now, but as a little kid, it's kind of like silver beet parsnips and silver beet.
I agree. Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it that people didn't know how to cook them?
I reckon, potentially.
They are yum though. And they're also, one of my like meal prep, my personal nemesis is I really struggle in the morning with what do I feel like eating if I have an early morning.
Mm.
And so
you don't
eat
rices?
Do you eat rices?
I occasionally have rices, yes.
I would actually, as soon as you said that, I was like, wow, I would like froth a bowl of rices right now.
Some rices and peaches.
Yum. For those of us not lucky enough to have rices and peaches on offer, now I'm about to say like the bougiest thing ever. I love to make basically like a healthy apple crumble.
Yes.
So it's basically like make an apple crumble as you normally would, but instead of adding tons of sugar and flour to the topping, you're adding like oats and seeds and maybe just a little bit of sugar or a little bit of like honey or something.
Mm.
And then in the morning you've got like a, you know, you've got your baking dish with your big apple crumble sitting there and you can just have it warmed up with a bit of yogurt or something.
Oh, yum. Nice one. Hey, Lucinda Bennett, thank you so much for breakfast food. I had to get my segment right there. I was going to say something else. I was going to say what's cooking, but it's breakfast food in the morning.
It is. Oh, mind you, I managed to fit in breakfast food at the end there, but we don't always talk about breakfast, do we?
No. Now, what can we, where if people want to find out more about your writing or follow you, you've got a...
Yeah, so I write a newsletter for the spinoff. It's called The Boil Up, and when it goes out every Thursday, so if you sign up right now, you'll get it this afternoon. And I also theoretically have a food Instagram that I am trying to be better at posting on, which is Lulu_baguettes. And I think I also, while I'm plugging, I've got a pretty fun article coming up in the new Metro magazine as well. So
excellent.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye out. Hey, thank you, Lucinda. We'll see you next, what day is it today? Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Awesome.
Kakite.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.